Welcome to Entrepreneur Eats, a conversation about business and community with a side of eats. My name is Deanna Smith, and I'm your host. Have you noticed that Grand Avenue is being renovated? When it's done, traffic will be much easier and the heart of our business community will be much more beautiful. While it may be more challenging to shop and dine there right now, it would be grand to have you make an extra effort to support the businesses downtown. Hello everyone, I'm Deanna Smith, Madam Chairman of the Escondido Chamber of Commerce, and I am sitting with Steph Holden, the co-chair of VetFest Parade and the president of Brothers of Six Charities Incorporated. Hi, Steph.
Good afternoon.
I would love to hear all about VetFest.
What would you like to know?
Well, when is it happening? How can we get involved? And what should we expect?
Okay, well, the parade is happening 9:30 a.m. Monday, November 11th. That's Veterans Day. And the staging area for the parade is Woodward. And the parade route goes south on Broadway, west on Valley Parkway, and north on Escondido Boulevard. Essentially, what we're doing is a lap of Grape Day Park. And there's a really big backstory to all that if you'd like to hear it.
I would love to hear it. Tell me more.
Normally, the parade route is up and down Grand Avenue in the central business district of Escondido. Grand Avenue is currently under construction, so we didn't have a parade route. The co-chairs put a blueprint into the city for a different route. And the city came back to us and said, yes, you can have that route, but what normally we charge you $4,000 for, this route is going to require extra police, extra fire, extra traffic closures, and it's going to cost you $14,000.
Ooh-wee.
So the co-chairs got together and said, first of all, gentlemen, we have 2 months to pull this off. Second of all, it is cost prohibitive. We can't do this. And the city intervened on our behalf at the last moment and gave us our route. They agreed to eat the difference. They agreed to eat the $10,000. Very, very gracious of the city and the mayor to do that. And we owe them a huge debt of gratitude. On the other hand, what we normally spend 4 months planning and executing, we were left with a month to make this all happen. And you know what? We did it. It's all come together. It's absolutely remarkable that we were able to do what it is we've done in 1 month.
How can we help more?
We're always looking for those last minute volunteers. It takes a lot to pull off a parade. We need volunteers for traffic closures and various other things. So anybody out there under the sound of my voice, if you go to escovetfest.com, that's ESCOVETFEST, we're always looking for those last-minute volunteers, and for that matter, those last-minute sponsors, because putting on a parade is an expensive endeavor.
What is behind all this labor of love for you?
Myself and the other co-chairs and former mayor, Paul McNamara, who actually is the reason that this parade exists. We feel this is Veterans Town, and this parade, our brand is celebrating our hometown heroes. That's why it is a labor of love, and a labor of love that every year I take much, much pride and joy being a part of, being able to make this happen, being able to give this gift to the city and give it to our veterans on their special day.
Tell me more about our past mayor, Paul McNamara.
Well, in 2019, He's a member of the American Legion Post 149, and I actually serve as second vice commander and the club manager of the Legion. And he was in there one day, and it was the first time I met him, and he happened to mention in passing that one thing he would like to do for the city, his legacy would be to give the city a Veterans Day parade. Unfortunately, he went on to say, myself and my campaign manager, Nina Deerfield at the time, we don't have a clue about how to go about planning and executing a parade. And they said, well, Mr. Mayor, it just so happens that I'm vice president of a charity called Brothers of Six Incorporated, and we're about 90 members strong. So there's your volunteers. There's your parade marshals. If you really want to do this, let's set up a meeting with our officers and go from there. And because there was nobody, because we didn't know what we were doing, it was ad hoc from day one. The sky was the limit. There was nobody to tell us no. And here we are 5 years later.
And growing strong.
Absolutely. Yeah, it gets bigger and bigger every year.
What is going to be happening at the parade this year?
The San Pasquale High School band will be a part of the parade. There's approximately 40 parade entrants, which is a little bit more than what we had last year. So once again, the parade continues to grow. Various organizations will be marching in the parade. Obviously, we're going to have veterans marching in the parade from all war eras. I'll tell you, it gets harder and harder every year to find World War II vets, and for that matter, Korea. But we're going to feature veterans from all of our wars. And our Grand Marshal this year is Bo Mazzetti, and he is chairman of the Rincon Band of Indians. And he is also a veteran. And we feel it is very, very important to celebrate the Native American in the United States military and the contributions that they have provided over the years. So we reached out to Bo and asked him to be our Grand Marshal, and he gladly accepted.
Oh, that's wonderful. And oftentimes people don't realize that Native Americans had a lot of influence and a lot of soldiers. Many of them were soldiers in wars throughout American history. And yeah, so that's wonderful that you're recognizing them.
So one of the stories that I'm fondest of is the story of the Wind Talkers. Those were the Navajo Native Americans that in the Pacific were using Navajo to give orders. And as a result, the Japanese never broke the code. Exactly. These gentlemen are true American heroes. If you ever have the time, see the movie Wind Talkers. It's one of my favorite.
So the route of the parade is not going to be on Grand Avenue this year. However, there is a competition on Grand, correct?
Correct. It is the Patriotic Storefront Competition. And once again, participation in that gets bigger and bigger every year. People look forward to it. So Grand Avenue will be decorated very patriotically, and there will be prizes given to first, second, and third place.
So when we go down Grand Avenue, we will see lots of red, white, and blue.
Absolutely.
Okay. After the participants go through the procession of the parade, what happens after? Is there a big party? Is there somewhere to go? What do we do? Because we're all excited about being patriotic. What do we do with all that energy?
I'm glad you asked that question. At noon over at the American Legion, there will be a post-parade ceremony. There will be a program. There will be a keynote speaker. There's going to be three different food vendors. Live entertainment. So it turns into a very, very festive atmosphere. And I would also like to point out that there will be free lunch for active duty military. The American Legion is an organization that exists all over the world, and they are the largest lobbyer for veterans' causes and veterans' services. And the Escondido Post is the American Legion Post 149 on Park Avenue. So come join us at the American Legion.
So we were talking about the Brothers of Six, and you are the president of the Brothers of Six Charities Incorporated. Can you give us a little bit of history on who are the Brothers of Six and why do they exist?
The Brothers of Six is a fraternal organization dedicated to the study of history of Escondido and North County. In addition to that, we're also heavily focused on, obviously, veterans' causes. And we do a lot of things to, for want of a better word, beautify the community. One of the events that I'm very proud of is our annual 619 dinner. That's a benefit that's held at the American Legion. And on that day, we celebrate the history of California's oldest city, San Diego, California. So we host that event as close to June 19th as possible. But in addition to the dinner and the live entertainment, we also host a luggage and sock drive. Why luggage and socks? Well, the luggage that is brought into the Legion gets distributed to the San Pasquale Academy. The reason for that is when foster children pack up and go from one home to another, they often pack their worldly belongings in pillowcases or garbage bags. So we provide brand new luggage to the San Pasquale Academy so that these foster children will have some kind of a sense of normalcy. And we're going into our fifth year that event as well. And that's another event that continues to grow. And we're very, very proud of that. The sock drive, we collect socks because the number one requested item in homeless shelters is socks. And we distribute them to various homeless shelters throughout San Diego County. So everything we do over the course of the year, all of our benefit dinners, all of our events, all of the money that the Brothers of Six make over the course of the year, everything that we collect, save the operating expenses, goes back to the community in the form of a big check to the North County Food Bank. We are big donors to the toy drive that we do in a partnership with the Boys and Girls Club of Escondido and the Police Athletic League. We adopt underprivileged families and see to it that they have a Christmas when otherwise they might not have. And again, as the organization grows, as the events grow, our contribution to this community can only grow and grow.
Wow, you do so many meaningful things for our community. If somebody wanted to join your organization and help you do all these things, how would they find you? What would they do?
Brothersofsix.com. And at any of these events, look for the guys in the red shirts. Talk to them.
Okay. This is wonderful news, and I'm so happy to share this with everyone. I am so happy that you're here. Thank you for joining us and sharing this information. More people need to know. Our vets deserve it and more. I'm looking forward to the Vet Fest parade, and I know in past years I have enjoyed it tremendously. And I can tell you from experience that the festival after at the American Legion on Park Avenue is a great place to bring your friends and your family to enjoy these festivities.
Absolutely. And yes, we are family friendly. We are kid friendly. So by all means, bring out the entire family. It's going to be a great day.
Thank you, Steph, for joining us on our podcast today, and I look forward to the parade.
Thank you. And once again, I want to thank both the American Legion and Brothers of Six Charities for making this happen.
Yes, thank you all. Yes on I, investing in Escondido's future. This year, Escondido residents have a question to answer. What kind of community do you want Escondido to be? Measure I is a bipartisan effort led by community members, not politicians. It will add a 1 penny sales tax on every dollar spent in Escondido. The measure would generate about $28 million every year. This money could fund critical priorities like addressing homelessness, improving local streets, sidewalks, and infrastructure, providing police, firefighters, dispatchers, and paramedics resources to protect public safety and keeping our city safe. The city of Escondido is facing a financial crisis. In spite of a decade of service cuts, city revenue has not been able to keep up the pace with growing costs. If we don't pass Measure I, the city will have no choice but to cut services like the library and the Center for the Arts, Parks and Recreations, Senior Services, and the Escondido Police and Fire Departments. Oversight and accountability is at the heart of Measure I. The measure will sunset after 20 years and includes a Citizens Oversight Committee to ensure new revenue is spent appropriately. Essential goods like groceries and medication are exempt from this tax. Bring much-needed funding to Escondido, 1 penny at a time. Vote yes on Measure I. For more information, visit escondidocitizens.org.